Listen to a discussion by a group of students taking a geography course.
The professor sure spent a lot of time discussing those huge earthquakes near the Mississippi.
Yeah, well, that's because they were such big earthquakes. The biggest known to have occurred on the North American continent.
And when did they take place?
In the 18th century, I believe. Is that what you heard?
No, they were in the early 1800s, in the winter of 1811 to 1812. There were big earthquakes in December, in January, and then again in February.
So that would be the early part of the 19th century then.
Exactly.
Now, there was something I didn't understand. Where did the earthquakes take place? Was it in Mississippi or in Missouri? The professor mentioned both.
Oh, now that was more than a bit confusing. The quakes were centered in the state of Missouri, and not Mississippi, but they were in the Mississippi River Valley in Missouri. That's why the professor mentioned both Mississippi and Missouri.
Look, there's a map here in our text. You can see that the earthquakes were centered in New Madrid, Missouri, which is located alongside the Mississippi River. So the earthquakes were centered in the state of Missouri rather than the state of Mississippi, but they were along the Mississippi River.
Huh. And these circles indicate how far away the earthquakes could be felt?
Yeah, these were supposedly the most powerful earthquakes ever recorded in North America. They were so strong that they could be felt all the way up the East Coast.
The professor said they could be felt over an area of more than 1 million square miles.
And they were strong enough to cause topographical changes in the area.
Topographical changes? Those are changes in the physical features of a region, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And these quakes had a really unusual degree of effect on the topography of the area, didn't they?
They did. Over 30,000 square miles of land sank. In these areas of sinking land, lakes were formed, including Reelfoot Lake in Tennessee. In other areas, the elevation of the land increased enough to make lakes there disappear. Thousands of acres of prairie were created, and thousands of craters of empty sand were formed. The earthquakes were so powerful that they even changed the course of the Mississippi.
So those earthquakes had a huge effect on the topography of the area. They caused land to rise and fall, lakes to form, and rivers to change direction.
That's incredible. Now, in addition to topography, the professor also talked about the theory of plate tectonics. Exactly what is the theory of plate tectonics?
According to the theory of plate tectonics, earthquakes can occur when the large plates that make up the crust of the earth move and push up against each other. Look, you can see the world's major tectonic plates on this map.
How valid is the theory of plate tectonics? Do earthquakes always occur along the edges of plates?
Well, it explains about 95% of the earthquakes that occur in the world. However, the remaining 5% of the earthquakes occur in the middle of large plates. So the theory of plate tectonics doesn't explain them. These earthquakes are called intraplate earthquakes.
So they must be caused in a different way.
Oh, was that why the professor was talking about the theory of plate tectonics in relation to the Mississippi earthquakes? After all, Mississippi is far from the edges of large plates.
Yeah, most huge earthquakes occur where plates meet, but the Mississippi earthquakes were huge earthquakes that occurred in the middle of plates. So they're exceptions to the theory that earthquakes occur where giant plates meet.
Yeah, that's true. The Mississippi earthquakes are intraplate earthquakes. They're part of the 5% of earthquakes that occur in the middle of plates, and not part of the 95% of earthquakes that occur along the edges of plates. These earthquakes, huge though they were, did not occur at the point where two huge plates came crashing together.
This is all much clearer to me now. I'm really glad we got together and discussed all of this.
You can say that again.